Today we are here at Seacrest Studios talking with Shonda Brown, a clinical dietitian here at Chalk Children's, specifically dealing with our eosinophilic esophagitis clinic, or EOE clinic as it's known. It's a type of food allergy. So welcome to Seacrest Studios. So today we're going to be talking about raising a child with food allergies and the fact that it has its own unique challenges. But what happens when you also have children without allergies in your household? Here today is Shonda Brown. She is a clinical dietitian at Chalk Children's who can offer advice about how to ensure safety in a family with a combination of both children with and without food issues. So welcome to Seacrest Studios.
Thank you.
So when it comes to families that have children with and without food allergies, do you recommend a family-wide allergy-free diet, or is making special meals for the child with allergies something that you recommend?
That's a great question and a difficult one to answer. I think there's a few things that families can consider when making that decision. One would be the ease of actually removing that food allergen from the household. I think with something like, you know, nuts, that might be something easier that the whole family can stick to. But if it's something more common in our diets, like milk or wheat, that may be more difficult.
Okay.
I think some other things to consider too would be how severe is the reaction of the child. So if it's just a minor breaking out in hives, that might not be a huge risk. But if it's something like anaphylaxis, that might be something to consider to completely remove it from the household.
Excellent. So if families do tailor meals, what tips can you offer to help minimize cross-contamination in the kitchen?
Okay, well, I would say that preparing the safe food, that should be done first before the parent is going to prepare the food for the other children and family members. Everything should be washed, utensils, cutting boards, pots and pans with soap and water. Countertops, actually, they've found that for peanut allergens, it should be washed with household sprays or sanitizing wipes, and that dish soap liquid doesn't completely remove all the allergen residue. So I'd recommend that. Some other tips that families can do to minimize cross-contamination would be to use a color coding system. So certain knives or utensils would only be used for the safe foods that are prepared. Also designating counters or shelves, containers for those safe foods so that they're stored separately from the non-safe food items. Another tip would be to consume food in a designated area of the household. So that would make the other areas in the house safe, and you can just focus cleaning and making sure everything's cleaned up in the eating area.
Excellent. All right. Are there certain types of, say, utensils or cookware that are better or worse for those situations?
One of the things I think of in the household for like a wheat allergy would be a toaster oven. That would be a potential cross-contamination source. So instead, families can use a toaster oven with foil, something that's not going to contact those surfaces that are touching the non-safe foods.
Okay.
And then any other piece of equipment that's difficult to clean and where you might not be able to get out all the residue. So maybe a blender that wouldn't come completely apart to be able to be cleaned.
Okay, excellent. So hand sanitation is always important in cooking, but does it have further significance when it comes to cooking for people with food allergies?
Yes, I think it does. Because our hands, that's a potential source of cross-contamination. So I would encourage families to be washing hands before and after preparing any food.
Okay. So nutrition labels can be confusing. I can't read them for the life of me. That's for sure. So do you have any tips for parents to help make reading labels and food packaging easier so that they can ensure no allergens are in their food?
Yes. Well, the Food and Drug Administration actually regulates and mandates that the top 8 allergens have to be clearly labeled on an ingredient list. So that's milk, wheat, soy, egg, peanuts and tree nuts, and fish and shellfish. So really, when parents are reading a food label, they're just looking out for the plain term. So either milk, wheat, egg, etc. It's either going to be in the ingredient list or it's going to be right under that says contains X allergen. Now, unfortunately, it's not true for other allergens such as sesame seed or mustard seed. Those don't have to be clearly labeled on the ingredient list.
Okay. So eating in restaurants, I know I have friends that have a few food allergies. It can be not only stressful at times, but it can be difficult, especially I would imagine for kids as well. They're very specific about what they like to eat and don't like to eat. So how can a family of children with and without food allergies enjoy a meal like out on the town for a night?
Yes, going out to restaurants, that's hard to ensure safety. So I would consider thinking about the risk to the child. Calling ahead to the restaurant to see how willing they are to accommodate preparing food in a certain way is a recommendation I would have. Also, talking to the manager of the restaurant or the chef, bringing a specific list of what the child cannot eat, and asking questions, even talking to the person who's actually going to be preparing the food.
Okay. Excellent. And do you have anything else that maybe you'd like to talk about or add in regards to food allergies and the difficulties that come with kids that have them and children that don't within the same family?
Yes, I would say for parents, you know, it's great to focus on what the child can eat and not what the child cannot eat. Also, just going back to the basics for preparing meals. I know it's stressful, especially for families that have to avoid multiple food allergens. So just going back to the basics of preparing healthy meals. So for a child during a day, you want to make sure they have a protein-rich food source, healthy grains or starches, fruits and vegetables, a calcium-rich beverage, and then a healthy fat.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Shonda. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and your insights into food allergies are greatly appreciated. So we really do thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Again, if you ever want to check out more of our blogs, please go to blog.chockchildrens.org. That's blog.chockchildrens.org. And thank you all for tuning in again.